It's Monday, March 31st, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. During a joint press conference in Tokyo yesterday, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announced that the Defense Department has started Phase 1 of upgrading U.S. Forces Japan to a joint force headquarters. The department originally announced in 2024 that the USFJ would be upgraded from a primarily administrative command to a joint force headquarters, meaning it would have more warfighting and operational responsibilities. Hegseth said the USFJ upgrade will help improve the command's ability to operate with Japan's Joint Operations Command, which was just established March 24, 2025, and is responsible for commanding branches of the Japan Self-Defense Forces. In other news, President Donald Trump voiced anger Sunday at Russian President Vladimir Putin for comments he made about Ukraine and its president Volodymyr Zelensky. In an early Sunday morning phone interview with NBC News, Mr. Trump was referencing comments Mr. Putin made Friday about temporarily putting Ukraine under external governance. Trump said he was angry when Putin started getting into Zelensky's credibility. Putin repeated his claim that Zelensky, whose term expired last year, lacks the legitimacy to sign a peace deal. Under Ukraine's constitution, it is illegal for the country to hold national elections while it's under martial law. If a deal isn't made, and if I think it was Russia's fault, I'm going to put secondary sanctions on Russia, Mr. Trump told NBC's Kristen Welker. Anybody buying oil from Russia will not be able to sell their product, any product, not just oil, into the United States, he said. Around the world, South Korea, China, and Japan held their first economic dialogue in 5 years on Sunday, seeking to facilitate regional trade as the three Asian export powers brace from U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs. The country's three trade ministers agreed to closely cooperate for a comprehensive and high-level talks on a South Korea-Japan-China free trade agreement deal to promote regional and global trade, according to a statement released after the meeting. It is necessary to strengthen the implementation of RCEP, in which all three countries have participated, and to create a framework for expanding trade cooperation among the three countries through Korea-China-Japan FTA negotiations, said South Korean Trade Minister Ahn Duk-gun, referring to the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership. Meanwhile, a French court found Marine Le Pen guilty on Monday in an embezzlement case but did not immediately say what her sentence might be and how it might impact the political leader's future. The judge also handed down guilty verdicts to 8 other current or former members of Le Pen's party who, like her, previously served as elected lawmakers in the European Parliament. Le Pen and her co-defendants face up to 10 years in prison. They can appeal, which would lead to another trial. The biggest concern for Le Pen is that the court may declare her ineligible to run for office, with immediate effect, even if she appeals. That could prevent her from running for French presidency in 2027. She has described such scenario as a political death. And back in the U.S., a tree that's nearly 2 centuries old will be removed from the White House grounds because it's deteriorating, President Trump said Sunday. The southern magnolia stands near the curved portico on the south side of the building. It's where foreign leaders are often welcomed for ceremonial visits and where the president departs to board the Marine One helicopter. According to the National Park Service website, folklore tells us that President Andrew Jackson brought the tree's seeds from his home near Nashville, Tennessee. It was apparently planted in honor of his wife Rachel, who died shortly before he took office in 1829. The bad news is that everything must come to an end, and this tree is in terrible condition, a very dangerous safety hazard, at the White House entrance, no less, and must now be removed, Mr. Trump wrote on Truth Social. The process will take place next week and will be replaced by another very beautiful tree. Mr. Trump also said the wood from the tree may be used for other high and noble purposes. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.